Welcome to Power Play, and a day when the dramatic showdown between Alberta and British Columbia continued to escalate with the federal government while they're still on the sidelines. Coming up, we have feature interviews with the key players in this high-stakes economic and political fight. The Natural Resources Minister and the Premier of Alberta are standing by. And the U.S. President has warned Russia that missiles will soon hit Syria and they should get out of the way. Russia's response? Well, they wanted to move troops to the site of the chemical attack, apparently as a deterrent. We'll look at the military implications and the humanitarian costs. And a new book questions the Prime Minister's diplomatic performance, and this one was written by a former advisor to Justin Trudeau and his former Foreign Affairs Minister. The author takes us inside the bunker. But first, pipeline politics continues to roil and boil, with Alberta's premier about to meet the finance minister to find and perhaps finance ways to end this interprovincial NDP family feud. Let us get the latest. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley is in Toronto today for meetings, including one with the federal finance minister. Later today, she joins us from Toronto. All right, Premier, you're meeting with the guy with all the money in the next few hours. What's your ask?
Well, as I've said before, we are looking for the federal government to make their determination to have this pipeline built real. And over the past few days, we've been talking about the different measures that the government of Alberta is prepared to take or is taking. And one of them relates to reducing the risk that is taken on by investors as a result of the uncertainty created by the government of BC. And so we're looking to the federal government pairing with Alberta or leading in terms of engaging in whatever they need to do to bring down the risk that the Kinder Morgan investors face as they want to move forward on building this important pipeline.
Now I want to make sure I understand this. You're okay or considering the possibility of buying the entire pipeline, not just supporting it. And I guess wouldn't that also perhaps include a federal partnership? Is that partly what you're looking for?
Well, listen, I think that, I mean, what we're looking to do is to find a way to reduce the risk to Kinder Morgan's investors. And there's a lot of different ways we can do that, mm-hmm. a lot of different models that would be employed to do that, up to and including the idea of the government of Alberta and potentially the government of Canada in taking a public position into that pipeline. So Alberta has made it very clear that we will do that because we will not let this project die as a result of investors being intimidated by the uncertainty created by the government of BC. In making that decision, we will stand behind the project in any one of a number of ways, and we are now going to, of course, be saying to the federal government, listen, you're even better positioned to do that than we are, so what can you put on the table?
If you buy it, though, I guess it doesn't really necessarily guarantee it moves any faster to a completion, does it?
It may or it may not, but one thing, well, actually it does, because because we will build and we will commence construction fully, and we won't be moved off by the uncertainty that the government of BC might be trying to create. And so we would start, and it would only be if the government of BC were ultimately able to find a way to have it stop, that it would stop. We don't actually think that that's going to be a problem in the long term, but at the same time, it is understandable that investors would be worried about it as they're continues to be musing about opening up legal front after legal front and legislative front after legislative front and all those other things.
Okay, I see. Big rally yesterday in front of your Southern Alberta office there. Clearly Albertans are quite upset. You've got the Preserving Canada's Economic Prosperity Act coming forward next week. What does that aim to do? And is this sort of your nuclear option that you wouldn't use unless you had no other option?
Well, you know, what that bill is about is ensuring that Alberta has the authority, clear legislative authority that is given to us under the Constitution to strategically deploy our non-renewable resources in a way that ensures that we get the best return for Albertans, and whether that's strategically deploying it in terms of some here, some there, or more here, less here with respect to the markets, or whether it's about, you know, what, how it's transported in different directions, all of that is something that we have the authority to do under the Constitution, and so we're going to do that because we're already suffering from a growing differential and that hurts Albertans and hurts Alberta jobs and investment in Canada overall.
I know you're probably designing this to get British Columbia's attention, and you sure will at the gas pump. Some people say this will boost the price of gasoline quite considerably, and I know John Horgan's calling it provocative. Are you looking for a fight here? I mean, what are you aiming to do?
Well, I think what is provocative is when one part of the country thumbs its nose at the fact that the national government, which has the constitutional authority to make decisions of this nature, makes a decision that a particular project is in the national interest, and it happens to be a project that is worth something like $50 million a week to Canada, and that is worth tens of thousands of jobs. And contributes, frankly, to public institutions, schools, hospitals, ports across the country. And so that is provocative. In the world of provocative, our actions really almost pale in comparison, really.
You know, I was talking to somebody who lives out there, and they've got a residence, sort of a summer home in B.C. that they go to in winter and summer, and they're really mad about the B.C. speculator tax as well. I guess that's another irritant that's got to be dealt with as well, isn't it?
Well, I do believe that a portion of it already been reversed, but there's no question that one of the things that I think the imposition of that tax maybe demonstrated that people were not quite ready to see is the degree to which there is an incredible back and forth between BC and Alberta, between the citizens, and the degree to which BC's economy is driven by the day-to-day investments of Albertans who happen to like to be in BC. Who spend their time in BC, who have family in BC, mm-hmm. all that kind of thing. And the two provinces are linked, and it would sure be nice if one of the governments could conduct themselves in that way.
I'm curious, last question. If a viewer is sitting in British Columbia watching you right now, and they're feeling that Alberta is trying to push them around on what areas that they believe is right and wrong in their province, what do you want to say to them about the actions that you're going to take or will have to take to get this pipeline through?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, Albertans care as much about the BC coastline as British Columbians do. And we actually think that the evidence and the research shows that there are a number of ways to increase the overall level of marine safety along the coastline, which will do it more effectively than this blunt tool of saying we're not going to allow this pipeline to go through. And at the same time, what I would say is that British Columbians benefit extensively from a successful, sustainable energy industry in Alberta, whether it's by way of direct jobs or subsequent investment income, or as I said before, the relationship just generally between Albertans and British Columbians in terms of the backing and forthing. Mm-hmm. This is really about growing the economic prosperity of the whole area, and we believe that you can protect the environment and stand up for families and create and protect prosperity at the same time, and that you don't need to throw one under the bus for the other.
All right. Rachel Nolly, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we expect that Premier's meeting with the Finance Minister to wrap up in the next while, and we'll bring Bill Morneau's response when it happens. In the meantime, let's bring in the lead minister on the pipeline file. And Natural Resources Minister Jim Carr joins us from Winnipeg. Minister Carr, I appreciate you can't break cabinet confidence, but time's ticking away. You huddled with your colleagues yesterday to come up with a Trans Mountain Pipeline Rescue Plan. What's emerged from those discussions beyond the revelation that all options are still on the table?
Well, for Canadians to know that the government is 100% behind the construction of this pipeline. It's not a question of whether it'll be built or not. It's a question of how. We're looking at financial and regulatory options that are available to us, legal options too, We're certainly keen to have conversations with willing partners, and that would be the government of Alberta, it would be Kinder Morgan, and one can maybe even hope the government of British Columbia. I don't know if that's going to happen, because most of all, they have been sending out cloudy signals and trying to create a climate of uncertainty, which is the last thing that a proponent wants. Mm-hmm. This is a pipeline, as you know, that's in federal jurisdiction, and we believe we have the legal authority, and we have, even as important as that, we believe we have the good arguments that most Canadians will understand about why it should be built.
Are you ready for what's coming, though? You know you're going to encounter very strong protests as construction moves ahead. You know you're coming against a province that is going to fight you tooth and nail in the courts and any other way it can. You're saying that no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles go up before you, that pipeline's going through.
I'm saying that people are allowed to protest. What makes us special as a nation, as long as they protest legally. If they don't, and we have seen it, people will get arrested. That's the way the system works. It's the rule of law, and they're free to protest if they disagree with the government. We believe that we have the jurisdiction that has been proven time and time again by the courts, including the Supreme Court of Canada. So we have the jurisdiction, we think we've got the good arguments, and we have the determination to see the pipeline built.
But your prime minister, our prime minister, always said we need the, quote, social license to move these through. Do you have that as well?
We consulted British Columbians and Canadians in a way that had never been done before. After the decision in the Northern Gateway case, we knew we had to do a lot better than the Harper government had done. So we asked an expert panel to go up and down the line. They did. Tens of thousands of people weighed in, including British Columbians. And we believe that it was a very thorough process that gave us what we believe to be all of the good arguments for families, for the Canadian economy, for the expansion of export markets, for a $1.5 billion investment in the Ocean Protection Plan. We think that the elements of a good decision were there, and we made it.
Just make this interview a little different from the one Monday. I want to ask you a couple of questions if I can. Is the withholding of BC transfer payments, as advocated by Alberta's Jason Kenney, is that an option?
You know, we're not looking to ratchet up rhetoric here. We're making the arguments of why we think this is good for the country, and we're looking at all kinds of options that will make it clear to British Columbia and to all of Canada that the federal government is determined to see this pipeline built.
Well, withholding transfer payments would make it very clear to British Columbians what you're up against. I'm just asking if that's one of the options that you've got on the table.
You know, Don, I said, yeah, you know, we've been, I think, pretty clear about the buckets of